Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program here on KSMU with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore, and I'm joined in the studio once again by President Smart. And let's get right to it. MSU had some big news this week.
Thanks, Jennifer. We did indeed. We announced a new head women's basketball coach. Amaka Aguigua-Hamilton was announced as our Lady Bears coach on Wednesday afternoon. She goes by Coach Mox, and I think everyone is very excited about it. She was associate head coach at Michigan State University, which is a tremendously strong program. She is known as one of the best recruiters in the business. We think she fits the culture of our program and our team. She was a three-year captain and starter at Hofstra University, and I can't tell you how excited she is to be in Springfield, Missouri.
To the public's perception, this happened quickly. Can you give us kind of a behind-the-scenes peek at what happened and when in order for an offer to be made so quickly?
First, I would say that all major coaching jobs, you need to hire quickly. It's always weeks and not months. And that's because it's so fluid, and you've got players to deal with, and players can leave, and you've got recruits that are committed, and to keep momentum and stability in your program, you need to do this in a matter of weeks and not months. So that's the first point. The second point is, our athletic director, a part of his job is always being ready to fill a position. So there are always lists. He always keeps a list of major coaches who potentially could be available, and he's tracking people all the time in all the major sports. And then in this particular case, we knew that Coach Harper had a very successful run. And then the further we got into winning, the more likely that scenario became. And so Kyle was interacting with people and being prepared to move very quickly as soon as Tennessee announced that they were hiring Coach Harper.
So what it sounds like is there was a lot happening behind the scenes as the season progressed, as the Lady Bears kept winning, and that essentially MSU had a plan in place for if indeed Coach Harper did move on at the end of the season.
That's right. And so we had already talked before that she got the job who our search committee would be. We'd already talked in terms of I want a 10-day or less timeline to make this announcement. We'd already set up when Skype interviews would be, how we could do in-person interviews that I participate in, and when the board could meet. And so all of that was laid out, frankly, before we knew Coach Harper was getting this job.
Well, let me ask you this. How is it that logistically university athletic coaches, particularly head coaches, can be filled so quickly when other departments and positions, it seems, in leadership elsewhere in campus take quite a long time?
So the one thing I would say is I have pushed all of our people to do all searches quicker. Because if you do a search that takes an entire year or an entire semester, some of the people that are the best candidates for the job don't wait for you to offer them the job and take other positions. And so one of the things that I've been working to do is to push search processes and compress them. And I think to some extent we'll be successful in that. And the second thing, though, is there are also some searches that you want more input on. And so if you're hiring a provost or a chief diversity officer or a dean of a college, lots of people have a stake in that. Lots of people need to and want to be heard. And so you shouldn't rush through that. The particular urgency around a head coach in a high-profile sport where the future of the sport really is dependent upon getting a great person in quickly to stabilize both the current members of the team and the incoming members.
Cliff Smart, president of Missouri State University, coming to talk to us every month. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer.